Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the Voice of the People. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling.
Sky's the limit, baby.
Boxingvoice.com.
We don't fight for rings and stuff like that. I don't fear anyone.
Este deporte no se viene a jugar y no le tengo miedo a nadie.
You don't come to play in this sport. I don't fear no one in this sport.
That means that you will fight Triple G later this year.
Como lo dije en la pelea pasada, ahorita mismo me vuelvo a poner los guantes.
As I said in the last fight, right now I'll put on the gloves again.
Viva México!
Canelo wants to unify all the titles.
When did you realize, Andy, that you could take his power?
Because of the Mexican warrior that I am, I got that Mexican blood in me, so talking about the Mexican style, I just proved it.
BoxingVoice.com.
Ain't no other sight in the game can see the Boxing Voice.
What up? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. My name is Nesta Gibbs. This is your second episode today, and we're here to discuss the Canelo Munguia undercard that was announced officially today by PBC and Amazon Prime, and we know exactly what we're getting, so this is what we're going to be talking about. It may be a quick show. It may be a long one. It really all depends on the number of callers and engagement that we get. But it will be a three-action-packed title showdown undercard on pay-per-view on Prime Video. The undercard for Saturday, May 4th from the T-Mobile Arena will be one of the top five welterweights in the welterweight division, none other than Mario Barrios. Mario Barrios actually is top seven, according to April 3rd's Ring Magazine's rankings. Mario Barrios is a number seven welterweight overall division, and he will be fighting on May 4th. Now, he's going to be getting in the ring versus Fabian Maidana. Fabian Maidana, you heard that correctly. And I think it's a good thing, you know. Give Barrios, you know, a couple wins, because this guy takes any fight, and I'm pretty sure the boots fight will be coming down the pipe for him here pretty soon. We don't know what Boots is going to do. He was once upon a time rumored to be on this card. He is not. This whole card was announced, and Boots isn't one of those guys on this one. So, yeah, it's going to be Mario Barrios versus Fabian Maidana. Maidana hasn't been active since last November 2023. So, you know, it's considered a tune-up for Barrios, to say the least. But it's not a bad thing for Barrios that, you know, he did go through the ringer, going in with puncher Tank and then puncher Keith Thurman. Since then, he's been able to pick up two wins, Giovanni Santiago, a guy that Adrian Broner cannot stop, and then Eudenis Urgas, a common opponent with Errol Spence. And now he moves on to Fabian Maidana. Maidana is a natural welterweight at this point. He's been fighting at the welterweight division since about 2019. And even before that, you know, he's fluctuated above that welterweight division or right around, you know, certainly welterweight. He's a full-fledged welterweight. So, you know, this is a good opponent to stay busy for Mario Barrios, another guy that never been stopped. And we'll get to see what Barrios can do when it comes to, you know, potentially stopping Fabian Maidana. Moving on the undercard as well, we got an all-action-packed affair with Brandon Figueroa, who's going to be putting his featherweight title on the line against former world champion Jesse Magdaleno. I honestly have to Google Magdaleno and see how long he's been out the ring. I don't know. I don't even remember the last time I seen him, to be real. So I'll be checking his box right here in just a second whenever it loads up and give you more information. All right. So Magdaleno lost to Raymond Ford in 2023 of April and has not fought since then. That was a 12-round unanimous decision loss to Raymond Ford, who just became a world champion. So, you know, not a bad win for Magdaleno, who only has two wins. The first one being to Isaac Dogbe, who later lost twice to Navarrete. So, tough fight for Jesse Magdaleno to come back to, as we all know that Brandon Figueroa is a buzzsaw. Brandon is Mexican from Texas. Goes by the Heartbreak Kid, brother of Omar Figueroa, right? Brother of, I forgot the sister's name, but, you know, Barrios is on this card. He's married to the sister, so this is like a family Mexican affair here with Canelo, Munguia, Barrios, Brandon Figueroa, Magdaleno, you know. Then we get to the welterweights. Amantus Stanonius, he's been out of the ring forever. So he gets to come back, and he's in a good fight. Not an easy fight to come back to. He's got to take on Gabriel Maestre, who, you know, we know best for getting a robbery over Michael Fox. But since then, had a decision draw to Taras, then knocked out Devin Alexander, then upset and knocked out Trayvon Marshall. Now is in this 12-round fight with the WBA regular champ, Amantus Stanonius. And this is a good fight. Now, Stanonius has been out of the ring forever, right? So he needs this fight, but, you know, it isn't an easy fight for him to come back. Stanonius has been out of the ring now 25 months. And, or rather, he would be out of the ring 25 months when this fight happens. So, yeah, you know, hopefully he can come back and give us what we remember of him being out of the ring 25 months. And hopefully you guys keep the same energy. You know, you shit on Thurman for trying to come back after 25 months and you gave him no shot at winning because of inactivity. I wonder how people are going to respond to this here, this information that, you know, Stanonius is now going to be fighting after 25-month layoff. So that is your three-fight pay-per-view undercard. The opener is at 8 p.m., and that'll be Amantus Stanonius with Gabriel Maestre, followed by Brandon Figueroa, Jesse Magdaleno, being topped by the co-main event, Mario Barrios, Fabian Maidana, which leads into the all-action affair, all-Mexican affair, Canelo versus Munguia, live on Prime pay-per-view via PBC. So this is what we're talking about. That is the information. If you're interested, feel free to call in. Twitter is available and Discord is available. Somebody said, I'm not surprised she married Barrios. Yeah, now they even go to the gym together, man. You know, she could not date a fat man, as my man is saying he's glad she's marrying Barrios and not some fat man. It's like, I doubt that she would do that because she's really into fitness, I believe. Excuse me, I believe she was I believe she was her brother Omar Figueroa's strength and conditioning coach for his last fight. Mavs for the chip, first caller of the day. What is up?
How's it going?
All good. What'd it do?
finally got able to get on, bro. The Discord been tripping for the last couple of days. But everything good, man. I'm happy with the card overall. I mean, I like that they put Stenionis on. You know, he got shitted on for a while by Virgil. So you know, it's nice that he came in and he came back on a nice card. Shout out PBC for that. I mean, and I got Brandon Barrios. I mean, the favorites and Canelo, of course, on that one. And what else? On the Pacheco and Berlanga deal, I got Pacheco winning that fight. Like I said, I mean, I like Berlanga. He got power, but if he can't hurt Pacheco, then he's in trouble, I think. But yeah, that's it, man. Nice talking to you guys. Shout out, y'all. TBB, shout out, all y'all. Thank you.
All right, champ. Appreciate you. Appreciate you. Once again, if you want to call in, Discord and Twitter Spaces is available right now. I actually have to share this Twitter link for anybody that wants to use that. And Discord also available. Remember, they got to keep these undercards, you know, to a certain dollar amount as well due to, you know, the high guarantee of Canelo and potentially Munguia, who are the main event. So the fact that they got, you know, Brendan Figueroa and Mario Barrios is impressive with as well as Stenonius, and they're not, you know, Stenonius is in a better fight than everybody else, truth be told. You know, his fight is closer to 50-50 than Barrios and Fabian Maidana. And, you know, off top, I feel like, yeah, Magdaleno may not have a shot off the layoff and stuff like that, but at the end of the day, he only really does have two losses. But, yo, Magdaleno's been around for so long. Like, I remember interviewing this dude years ago at the Cosmopolitan when Rigo was on top and him wanting a shot at Rigo, which obviously he never got. But that just goes to show how long he's been around, like that he thought he was going to get that shot, right? And that was who was on top when he was, you know, coming up. So, yeah, man, hopefully he gives up. He puts up a good fight, though. But I just put the link to the Twitter Spaces and the Discord. Going to get in and pin that on the YouTube channel. If you haven't already subscribed, go ahead and do so. You know, always working, trying to get to the next goal. Right now we're at 206,412 subscribers. So if you've subscribed, click the notification bell. This is our second show. Back on my grind. Put my daughter on a plane. So expect your two daily shows without a doubt. You know, morning and evening. Let me see here. Yeah, well, looks like we don't have any callers, just listeners. For this magnificent Canelo undercard show. Okay, we got Dr. Berlanga on the check-in. Mr. Berlanga. Oh, it's actually Berluga. Can you unmute, champ? You have not unmuted. There you go.
Wait, you hear me?
We do.
Oh, what up, Nurse? Salute TDB.
Oh, shit, this stunner. My man goes through 7 million screen names.
Yeah, you know, I'm always switching it up. But as far as this undercard, I just looked up the Gabriel Maestro dude. I mean, he looks solid, but I just noticed that he got, what, 6 fights? Is he being, like, fast-tracked or something? Because how's he already getting on?
No, for sure. He's definitely a declarated, you know, amateur and all that stuff. And I think he has some relations with the WBA, but he's fought the fights, you know. I mean, you know, say what you want, but you know, he did fight Michael Fox. Did he win that fight? That's arguable. But then after that, you know, he certainly got a clean knockout win over Trayvon Marshall to put him in position. So I'm not mad at this fight. Like, I was more mad at Maestre after the robbery of Fox. Since then, he got a clean knockout win over Trayvon Marshall, who was up-and-coming prospect, you know, turning contender. So, you know, this isn't a bad get-back fight for Stanonius, who's been out the ring 25 months.
If he's a decorated amateur, I mean, this might turn out to be not sure how Stanonius is approaching it.
He's an unbeaten two-time Olympian.
Stanonius, he got a real fight on his hands. As far as the other two fights, we got... Yeah, I'm not really familiar with Maidana. I know Magdaleno, he fought Ray Ford. Yeah, but I mean, I think it's a solid card. I think the fights are going to all play out to be solid. I don't think anybody's going to come to lay down or nothing. So, yeah, I rock with it. I mean, if it was my choice, though, I mean, I'd rather have that Stanionis fight probably be the co-main. But, I Barrios got more clout. So, you know, he's going to pull that off. But I'm kind of surprised, though, that Barrios is fighting this Fabian guy because everybody was saying that, you know, he was basically going to fight Boots. So does that add any...
I don't know, bro. I wonder what's going to happen with Boots, because I thought it was going to be Boots Crowley. Now I see Crowley was in a WBC eliminator purse bid that Kosciuszko won. It's the French team. So, you know, it looks like Crowley's going to be doing that fight to align himself for a Barrios opportunity, which leaves Boots to fight who? You know, and he obviously is fighting somebody, because he on social media shushing and, you know, saying announcements soon. So it's something coming.
What do you think the chances are it's going to be Conor Ben?
I seen Conor post that, you know, a lot of writers. I read a couple articles. People calling it clout chasing. It wouldn't make sense, only because his father already said Conor brings nothing to the table. So I'm not expecting that. I'm thinking, you know, maybe Crawford? Crawford still got them belts. You know, if they offer him the right money, he still could become two-time welterweight undisputed. You know, I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to hold out hope for the best fight and trying to use logic.
Here's the thing, too, with the British Boxing Board of Control basically saying that Ben can't fight in the UK. I mean, he got no other choice but to basically fight in the US. So, I mean, maybe, but in order for that fight to happen,
I mean, they said something about July. Boots, I mean, I know that Boots was going to allegedly fight in his own fight in July. So we'll see. But listen, that's the bell. Let me get to some of these other guys. I got Tip Bellis. What up?
Yo. What's the word, man? Hey, this Canelo undercard looking sweet.
Ain't bad. Ain't that bad.
Nah, I like it. I mean, listen, if y'all are fans of Mexican style fights, I mean, top to bottom, man, this card is exactly that. I'll tell you the truth. I was surprised to see Barrios versus Maidana, little brother. I feel like that fight's going to be a bomb burn. I'm not going to lie. That might be fighting tonight, honestly speaking. That might be fighting tonight. Don't sleep on that fight. Then we got Stanionis versus Gabriel Maestre. Maestre, a tricky one, man. I mean, the dude... His last fight was against Trayvon. Trayvon was a prospect, you know what I'm saying? The experience level was too much for Trayvon, in my opinion. That's why he got him. He ended up clipping him. Then he got a gift over Michael Fox, too, man. I don't know how he going to fare against Danny Onis being off the 2-year layoff. That's going to be a tough one. And then we got is it Jesse Magdaleno?
Yep.
Yeah, Jesse versus Barrios, Barrios brother-in-law, man. You know what I'm saying? Barrios brother-in-law. It's a family affair on this fight card. Yeah, that's gonna be a good one, man. I like this card. I really do. PBC, they coming with the heat early, man. They coming with the heat early. I can only imagine what they're gonna do when the non-pay-per-view fights start to happen. So that's probably gonna be one of the cards, and that's who's gonna be on the non-pay-per-view card.
We'll see, man. That's been one of the rumors, right? But he was also rumored to be on this card, and that didn't happen. Barrios, who he was supposed to fight, is.
You think he can end up fighting Earl?
I mean, Earl looked pretty big, bro. Earl looked like he was about to fight David.
You're right, but check this out. I mean, the only two fights, I mean, there's three fights out there for him, right? Maybe Jim Sasaki. But I think Jin Sasaki is over on Top Rank. But he's a Japanese fighter. I don't know if they're going to bring him over. Then you got two dudes from the UK, Scarf and I forgot the other dude. And then it's just Errol Spence. So, I mean, well, I'm Santion, but Santion already got a fight. So it's weird to see what they're going to do with Boots. I don't know who's out there for him unless they're going to bring up another 40-pounder.
Bro, I don't know who they gonna fight because you know everybody's tied up, like the Broners, even the dudes you wouldn't think of, like Blair the Flair, Brian Norman, Giovanni Stantillion. I mean, all these dudes is tied up. Cody's tied up. Unless Cody doesn't take this newly, reported purse bid. Which is more than his purse bid with the IBF, so I'm assuming he going WBC route. He gonna go ahead fight him some Suleiman Kosoko and be cool.
That fight would take place overseas, right?
He cool. He from Canada. He ain't from out here.
Yeah, but I'm just saying it ain't gonna be like the audience, the North American audience ain't gonna get to see him. Is what I'm saying.
I mean, of course they would. That'll be like an ESPN televised fight because Coco is definitely with Eye of the Tiger. I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Yeah, that wouldn't be bad then. Well, then, yeah, I guess, I mean, they're going to probably grab somebody from 54 and bring them on down. I don't see anybody for 40 coming up, man. There just ain't nobody there. I mean, and then Rashidi fighting on a...
Oh, shit. Maybe that's who Boots fighting.
No. Rashidi fighting on the Team Combat League.
Oh, my God. I heard Chris Colbert on that, too.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
A lot of PBC fighters is on there.
Nah, I don't know about a lot of PBC fighters, but I just heard Chris Colbert. I thought it was a lie, but if you're saying Rashidi on there, too, this shit might be true. We got JXV88, $2 first Super Chat of the day. Moten also on the undercard. Yes, he is. But... hopefully they get him televised since they see how much, exposure and attention he got on the last one. They reposted his fight actually on YouTube and, they talked about him having to get a special request to be able to fight because of the age. Brandon, what up?
Hello, what up, Ness? So basically, Canelo versus Munguia is going to be a really good fight. To be honest, I prefer it over.
We talking about the undercard announcement, not the main event, but you know.
Oh, I haven't seen the undercard, but I'm just saying the Canelo versus Munguia fight is going to be more entertaining than the Devin Haney versus Garcia fight. So I think I'm gonna choose one or the other, and if I gotta choose one, I'm gonna watch the full Canelo Munguia with the undercard, with the main event, and everything. And then I'm going to skip the Devin Haney fight. Just because I just want to choose one or the other. And Canelo versus Munguia, pay-per-view sounds like a better option in my opinion. And that's where I'm at in terms of this pay-per-view. Either way, they'll both be entertaining. I'll watch the highlights of the Devin Haney fight. But, Bill Haney has been talking a lot of smack lately. Bill Haney, as always, goes on Twitter, on X.
Brandon, we're going to go ahead and let you go, man. We talking Canelo and his undercard. Khaled counter. Looks like you're having connection issues, Khaled. If you're watching this on YouTube, go ahead and hit that thumbs up. It's going to help with the visibility of the show. We certainly talked Devin Haney this morning. You can go ahead and check that episode out. It is out on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes, all those great places, as well as, you know, right here on youtube.com/ The Boxing Voice. Khaled, you might need to jump out and jump back in. You are like in stuck mode. Trying you again. Supermax, I see you when you're ready as well. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with Khaled. He is, like, not connecting. Well, while we wait for him to connect, go ahead and smash that thumbs up. Looks like we got AJ's Planet, $2. He says, Canelo is a executive producer of The Long Game. Okay. There must be a shot at Canelo for, you know, prolonging the David fight, maybe? I don't know. Sounds like that's what that could be about. We got James in Atlanta. What's up? Got to unmute, James.
Yo, Ness.
There you go.
Yeah, Ness. You hear me?
Yep.
All right, cool. So, yeah, I just peeped the undercard, man. So, we got the return of Mario Barrios against Fabian Maidana.
Fabian Maidana. Yep.
I have not seen him. I heard about him. I've not seen him. Does he have a good chance to actually make this an entertaining fight?
According to Tip, yeah, he's got a little bit of inactivity. He hasn't fought since last year sometime, 2023. I think it was November that I double-checked.
Then who else is on it? What, Jesse Magdaleno?
He doesn't have any big name like that. You got to remember when you're dealing with a Canelo undercard,
it's gonna be cheap.
Yeah, it's what they can afford. So the fact that they got what they got, I'm actually impressed. Like, you know, can Maidana make it a fun fight? Absolutely. Has he beaten any big names? No.
No.
You know, Gabriel Maestre Estenonius could be a fun fight, you know, and they're qualified, you know. And then Magdaleno's a former champ. He's only got two losses, one to Dogbay and one to, Raymond Ford. Not a bad loss.
Yeah.
Now, but Ford became Hold a on. Champ.
Hold on. You said Estenonius and Maestre's on this card as well?
Yep.
Oh, shit. And then we got Fig and Magdaleno?
Plus Barrios and Maidana.
You compare this to Devin and Ryan. Which one you think is a better card, honestly?
I mean, this card.
This card. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, who's the co-main on that?
Barbosa.
Barbosa's not bigger than Barrios. And then what's the next fight?
And even his opponent, like, shit, at least Maidana has a legacy last name, at least. Like, we don't know that motherfucker from Australia.
Yeah, nah, for sure. Ireland. He's from Ireland. McCall or something like that.
Same shit. Other side of the water. But either way it goes, man, I'm glad that they was actually able to secure Barrios, man. I think it's going to be a good fight. A lot of us wasn't thinking he was going to return back, especially with, like, the new birth of a child or something like that. So I thought he was going to take some more time off then be back soon. So I'm looking forward to seeing him back in the ring. Other than that, Ness, man, I'm glad that you returned back to your evening shows. I'm glad you was able to spend much time with your family as you could. And I know you're coming up on about to have your wedding soon, man. So I know we ain't gonna get you too many more nights, man. But hey, y'all just need to enjoy it while we can. Hey, Ness, salute to you and salute to the community. I'm out.
Appreciate you, champ. So that's right. The Super Chat was in reference to The Long Game, the official movie. And we did talk about that before. I just forgot all about it and then figured it was a play on words. But, yes, he is an executive producer. It's about a Mexican golfer. But Leonard Sterling, two-pounder, Sisoko was co-promoted with Matchroom. Oh, okay. Okay, I thought he was Eye of the Tiger. That's even better. That's even better. Wow, could we see Cody on DAZN? I hope it's not only like DAZN France or nothing like that. But, yeah, that would be good. I mean, they need to do something. I was an advocate of DAZN, but that $30 starting to get bananas. You know, they need to give me a little bit more value. Just a little bit more value, for real. I need some more Cody Crowley-type fights, you know what I mean? Khaled, trying you again. You having connection issues, my man. Yeah, you need to, like, jump out of the app. Jump out of the space. Jump out of the app. Close that app. Come back. Because you, like, in some forever spinning location. Unfortunately. But if we don't have any other callers other than my friend Khaled that can't seem to connect, we will be wrapping this up. It was just to announce the three action-packed title showdowns because these are title fights. You know, you got Maidana and Barrios for the interim title. You got Brandon Figueroa, and he has a belt too. Not really sure which title he's got. I'm going to double check right now. Looks like he has a WBC interim. And then we all know Stanonius has the WBA regular. So, you know, outside of Canelo's, you know, undisputed title. So there's a lot of title fights at the very least. Once again, last call for callers, if you're trying to call in now, is the time. We got James on in Atlanta that says, I'm just thankful Mark Castro isn't the co-man. Yeah, now that's more of a Matchroom thing, and he just fought. It'd be hard to get a quick turnaround like that for Castro. But that was an 8-rounder, I think, that he was in, or was it 10? I don't really remember. But Khaled, I don't see you jumping back on. So that is the last caller, last Super Chat. Back at it tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Oh, Khaled coming back out. Hopefully you listened to me. Hopefully you jumped all the way out the app, ended the app, came back in, found the space. No, he didn't, because you're still spinning. Just ain't working for you, Khaled. Just one of them days where it ain't gonna work for you. Now, if you leave, I'm telling you, you got to exit that app. Close that motherfucker down and then come on back. Yeah, he's still in the spinning world. I don't want to just end it on him. But he's just spinning. And not connecting, which gives you guys more times to hit that thumbs up button. This is the second show of the day, and we back to doing that. You know, obviously had to take the evenings off for 1 week as I had my daughter in town, but she's safely back home. So we back on a grind. Hopefully Khaled heard me, who just dropped off. Khaled, if you can hear me right now, I would prefer for you to jump out, close the app, come back, open the app, find the space, and then reconnect. Can you do that for me? Because I see you there. You're back requesting, but I feel like we're doing the same thing. We're torturing each other by just, you know, you might need to shut down the Twitter. Do you hear me? Because you ain't leave yet. Khaled, leave. Come on back. He ain't gonna listen. All right, I'm gonna try you like this, fam. See? You ain't listen, man. I tried, bro. Ness GTO, Instagram, and Twitter. Until the next one. Peace.